evening.
Welcome to the CCTA wake-up call. Thank you for joining us. Thank you for spending a little time with us. I ask you to go visit our sponsors and supporters. We are the CCTA wake-up call. My name is Bob Griswold.
Mary Griswold.
Pat Park.
Kim Fink.
Glenn Fink.
So now we were just arguing about what we're going to start with. So let's start.
I think we should start with the fact that Francesca Hong lost.
Yay!
Oh. Yay!
Yay!
She's the one that wanted to abolish Thanksgiving because it's rooted in colonialism, and it makes indigenous folks and women uncomfortable.
But undoubtedly, she got that opinion from the 1619 project.
Yeah.
So were the women uncomfortable because they had to cook or what?
She didn't say.
Well, they couldn't. They couldn't vote. They couldn't have land.
She was a chef, and she had a restaurant that went out of business.
Oh, that's the one that her folks had to pay off her debt for.
Oh, I don't know. I didn't hear that.
But the Indians celebrated Thanksgiving with the Pilgrims.
I know.
I mean,
you're expecting her to make sense and be consistent with history, Mary. Check your premise.
But
at that point, the Indians and the Pilgrims got along. The problem became later because the Indians did not understand the concept of selling land.
What I don't understand is how she calls racist things on other people when she's married to a white man. How would you feel being her husband?
Yeah, she was the one complaining about proximity to whiteness.
Exactly. Well, and they got a kid, so I think she's been in pretty close proximity.
I think that's why AOC is no longer
engaged
to the redheaded man. Because she wants to run for president. She doesn't want to have proximity to whiteness.
She's not white?
No, she's Hispanic. Hispanic. She's Puerto Rican or something.
She's not seriously Hispanic. She grew up in a very nice neighborhood in New York.
I guess I didn't ever.
And she graduated from high school as Sandy Cortez.
Mm-hmm.
I guess I just never looked at
it's not anything we pay attention to.
Well, the federal government says that Hispanics are white.
I guess that's why.
But the rest of us don't. And and when they need Hispanics to be the indigenous peoples, are people of color, they're people of color.
So that's all. That's
there
why
is
we
a
have
separate,
brown people.
There is
that's
a separate why, checkbox.
That's yeah. why on the census, we're non-Hispanic whites.
Oh.
That's why.
Okay.
Which I hate.
Learn something
because
every
I'm
day.
Not a non-something. I'm a Caucasian. And proud to say so.
I am a mutt, and I'm very proud of being a mutt. Meaning there's a lot of...
You and Bill Murray, remember that in Stripes?
<It's> Stripes.
Well, the thing I would say without going into too much detail is the Griswolds were the early settlers of America, but your mother was the first member of her family born in this country. And to me, that's America, somebody with the lineage going back to the 1600s marrying someone who was the first member of their family who got here.
And their origins were French and Swiss and, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, but those are all white people. You're not a mutt.
Oh.
You've disappointed him horribly.
You're a Caucasian, dude.
A Caucasian mutt.
No. I mean, okay, Bill Murray said we're all mutts because we're Americans, but I don't know.
So
I'm not a mutt.
So this primary candidate lost her primary?
Yes, she lost
Francesca Hong. Yes, she lost narrowly by about 3,000 votes.
But I want to interject with this. This woman has basically campaigned on destroying parts of our Constitution and our culture. But if she were elected, the first thing she would have to do is take the oath of office. And the oath of office is swearing to protect and defend the Constitution of the United States against all enemies, foreign and domestic. Correct. So how can she be even eligible to hold office because...
Ye of little knowledge. Lawyers love to argue about definitions. So what's your definition of enemies, protect, and defend?
And that's how you get away with
Yep.
Well, let me ask the question. So she wants to undo all this stuff. Now, we've gone through the process of amending the Constitution, and how many states have to agree with it?
Oh, they just want to go to Congress and pass a law.
And pass a law that says the Constitution is null and void.
No, that's not what they want to do. They want to go to Congress and pass a new law that says the Supreme Court will now have 14 justices instead of 9. And they want to validate the multi-state compact that's going on that does away with the Electoral College. Another state just ratified that, where they're going to assign, give all their electoral votes to whoever wins the popular vote.
Yes.
Popular vote within the state.
So then if you live in that state, why would you bother to vote? Because your vote is not, if you, let's just say that Trump in 2024 won the popular vote, but the majority of your state voted for Kamala.
Mm-hmm.
And you voted for Kamala.
Yeah.
And then your state's electoral votes go to Trump because he won the popular vote.
But is it
then why did you bother to vote?
But is it
he didn't win the popular vote in your state. Kamala did. So she gets your electoral vote.
Oh. Well, so that's the way it works now.
Well, maybe. There are some states that split it.
Yeah, the ranked.
Oh, no, not ranked, but they split their
Maine, I believe Maine split
their electoral college votes. Ranked voting is different. Ranked voting is you choose your first, second, and third choice, and each choice gets so many points, and you wind up with a situation where everybody's second choice could win the election.
Well, that's how Lisa Murkowski
won.
In.
Yes, that is how she won in Alaska.
Now, because we're working on definitions, I'm going to skip around, and I'm for anybody that's looking at this piece of paper, I'm going to go all the way down to line 46 on the back.
Oh,
okay,
yes.
Definition.
We have a cheat sheet here, ladies.
Okay, gentlemen. Let's go back to your Nashville balls.
Let's talk about another definition.
Balls.
This is how the left plays the game. They change the definitions of words. They manipulate them. Look at how they've gotten us all to call it gender affirming care. I mean, if that's not ridiculous. I mean, I thought mutilation was perfectly fine
and more accurate.
Without distracting you too much, but you may be affirming one gender, but you're unaffirming another at the same time.
Did you hear about the case that Ken Paxton just settled with Texas Children's Hospital?
Yes.
They were doing all those child surgeries. He got them they're going to have to do a public apology on their website for doing the mutilations. They're going to pay $2 million plus her legal fees to the nurse who was the whistleblower. They're paying the state $9 billion. They have to operate a free clinic for 5 years to undo. Anybody that shows up and says, I want you to undo this surgery, they have to do it for free for the next 5 years. It's an amazing settlement.
Another good thing that Ken Paxton just did was there was a woman who was hired as a surrogate to have a baby for a couple, and they found out that the baby has a heart defect in utero. And the couple decided that this surrogate mother should abort the baby. And the surrogate mother said no, she wouldn't, and she fled the state to
Texas
to protect it. And the law has ruled with her, and this baby will receive life-affirming care.
Life-affirming care,
well, let's
yes.
get back to the WNBA. The WNBA has two people volunteering for the draft.
No. They have two NBA retirees volunteering for the draft. They're not in the WNBA yet.
But they're volunteering for they want to be drafted in this next round of drafting.
Or if necessary, we'll start a new team.
Yeah, the Nashville Balls.
One of them is Inez Freedom, and the other one, I forget the other one's name.
I do too.
But both of them are like 6'6" and weigh...
They're NBA guys.
200 and whatever pounds.
Right.
And I'm relatively sure that there's no one in the WNBA
that can play against them.
That physically meets those.
No, they would squash them like a bug.
Well, the one player that I would still put some faith in is we're going to do the 3-point shot from half court.
You're talking about Caitlin Clark.
I'm talking about Caitlin Clark. She can do the 3-point shot from half court.
Okay, it's Inez Freedom and Royce White. And 6'8", 270 pounds.
But both of them have a strike against them because they're both conservative. And the NBA definition says the league is for women, period. No definition
That's
of
right.
the word
There's,
women.
There you go. The okay. left so wants to know what your definition is.
So and the right wants to know what your definition
for
is.
For different reasons.
For different reasons.
The left is in a quandary, and they're hoist on their own petard. Because
yes.
they said the definition of woman has to be a result of collective bargaining. All right. So that's why they're having all these meetings with the different teams to see if they have a consensus on what women means or what woman means. And that's going to be interesting because, you know, as Rush used to say, the easiest way to prove that what the left wants is ridiculous is to make them follow it to its ultimate conclusion. So if they don't draft these guys, they're going to get criticism. If they do draft them, they're going to get criticism. And if they do draft them, they're going to be on the floor, you know, basically putting their hand on the woman's head, and she's going to be trying to reach him. She can't even reach him. She can't defend him, and they're going to squash him like a bug.
Well, what would be funny? Only I'm not
not ha ha funny.
Funny would be to have a whole expansion team. As has been suggested of these retired NBA players, and they would be champions every year.
The women would never win another game.
No.
I would be curious as to know if they will have to prove women by blood tests indicating that they've had hormonal intervention, because to say you identify and to actually be a transgender, there is...
Well, that's the point in defining what the word woman means in their collective bargaining agreement. They're either going to have to define it as biological women, and just like the Olympics, they're going to have to do a cheek swab or whatever.
I guess my point is these two men who have offered themselves up as potential draftees.
Right.
We all know that they are men, and they're doing this
to make a point.
To poke the bear.
Yes.
To poke the bear. No, I'm not. I don't want to stop this discussion.
Yeah, but the point is that it just says woman, and the guy says, by your definitions, I check every box, because today I declare I'm a woman, period.
And there are a number of people around that have done that, and we do see all of the conflicts.
Leah Thomas, the swimmer.
Can you imagine the damage that precedent could do with any 14- or 15-year-old boy in high school getting dared to go in the girls' locker room?
Yeah, well,
and that's the absurdity of
it. You're opening up a whole mess.
They already
you really
have that. Because the high school boys are being allowed into the girls' locker rooms.
And that is the absurdity of it. And folks, on that, I think,
I was just going to say they do it as a dare, and it's nothing more than humiliation for the girls. And a chalk on the belt for the boy.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Folks, on that, we're going to take a quick break to hear from our sponsors and supporters. This is CCTA Wake Up Call.
Other restaurants claim their food is fresh and fast, but are they friendly? At Moore's, you're treated like family the minute you walk into their doors. With locations in Winterville, New Bern, Swansboro, Moorhead City, and Jacksonville, we've been practicing what we preach since 1945. At Moore's, our barbecue is slow-cooked and smoked over real wood daily until it's so tender it's falling off the bone. Combined with our fresh chicken, cooked-to-order seafood, and homemade fixins, we're sure you'll agree. If it's not Moore's, it's less.
Around here, folks like to talk to each other, get to know you, look you in the eye, and see that you care. We call it the human touch. Whether you were born here or moved here really doesn't matter as far as we're concerned. You're from around here, and since 1905, folks like you have been calling folks like us for their auto, home, life, and business insurance. So come see us, or just give us a call, and we'll get you the best insurance protection possible at a real affordable price. We're Robinson & Stith Insurance, because when you really need help, you'll want somebody from around here.
At Professional Auto Service, keeping vehicles in top form and running well isn't just their business, it's the passion of folks who work there. If baling wire and duct tape is good enough, don't go near them. But if you take pride in your vehicle and reliability is important, go to 2215 Country Club Road in New Bern and let Professional Auto take care of your vehicle. You'll be pleased. That's Professional Auto Service, Country Club Road, New Bern.
Please join us at the CCTA Business and Social Meeting. We meet the fourth Thursday each month, Moore's Old Time Barbecue on Dr. MLK Boulevard in New Bern, 6:30 to 8 p.m. Your presence and participation are greatly appreciated. Welcome back again. Thank you for listening to the sponsors and supporters. Pat, what do we have?
Well, Pat versus Mary, we're going to argue.
You're going to argue?
All right. Okay. Yeah, we're going to argue. Okay. We want to talk about the recently revealed investigation into Jeff Sessions. If you remember, he was Trump's AG in his first term, and he decided to confess to the Congress that he had talked to a Russian ambassador at a conference one time.
You confess because I took a breath. I took a breath.
I talked to a Russian. Therefore, yeah. I'm completely tainted. I cannot participate in the investigation into Trump for being a Russian asset. And so what you do in a law firm is you build what's called a Chinese wall, where he has no contact with any of the litigation. He can't know about it. So whoever's working on it in his firm, in his office, are totally, he's not in their chain, so that he doesn't become tainted by, you know, by the investigation that these other people are doing. And so that's what he did. And in the meantime, then we got Mueller. We got the interference from Rod Rosenstein, remember him, the infamous let's have a special counsel, and then they got Mueller. And so since the DOJ was totally overtaken by this Russian investigation, I read an article yesterday that said, well, who was running the DOJ while Sessions was cut out from the whole thing? And they came up with this woman's name, and I forget what her name was, but she's a deep stater.
Did it not matter what the conversation that he had with this ambassador was about? It could have been as simple as, wasn't dinner good?
Yeah, but when you have...
But it's a checkbox.
When you're a Democrat and you think you have something, you go with it. My comment on this is... When Sessions recused himself, my reaction was, oh, great, another spineless Republican. And my feeling is, and I'm getting into the weeds and I'm getting into the conspiracy theories here, I'm wondering if he was threatened with a DOJ investigation that said, that said, you know, if you pursue this, we're going to do this. And I wonder how many spineless Republicans have been threatened with such things, and maybe that explains why we have so many spineless Republicans.
And I hear what you're saying, and I agree with what you're saying. However, it really is concerning that he, as the Attorney General, doubted his own justice system, that if he had refused to recuse himself and they said, okay, we're going to sue you, or and have it go to court, that he didn't have the confidence in his system that he would be able to stay. Okay, Pat.
Well, I'm just raising my hand so I can be next.
Okay.
I wasn't going to interrupt you like I normally do.
Go ahead.
I don't think he was threatened directly. I think you probably heard it through the DOJ grapevine, but I think the reason this information is coming out now is because the FBI started a secret investigation into Sessions, and it was being run by Bill Precep, and he was the guy that was investigating Trump, and he is the nefarious character in the, you know, deep stater that was screwing over the Republicans. So I think that's the reason why we're finding out this now.
And this is just being declassified.
Right.
What was he worried about? I still maintain that Sessions was worried about an investigation.
Of course.
Well, he was worried about his reputation because we know that the media can crucify somebody with very little evidence or no evidence at all.
And yes, he was weak-spined.
That's where I was heading. I agree with
Mary. And the thing that is so concerning to me about the things we're finding out now, I don't know if we can get an objective Justice Department because it is so crawling.
Or Supreme Court.
Yeah. You wonder what's gone on there, too.
Well, we a couple weeks ago, we were talking about threats that had been made to Supreme Court justices specifically.
That they may have responded to.
And the justices were acknowledging that, yes.
Not specifically the women. Kavanaugh and Alito.
No, yeah. I'm talking about the two women that were talking to Congress asking for more money.
Yeah.
That's the event.
Oh, Amy Comey Barrett. Who was the second one?
It was one of the Democrat ones.
Sotomayor?
Well, there's only two more, Sotomayor and Kenji Jackson.
But I was referring to a specific event where they were testifying before Congress, and it had to do with a vote on birthright citizenship where Comey basically said that she had felt threatened. And then the media came back at it may have influenced her decision. And
you don't belong there if your decision is being influenced by outside things. But my question is, will we reach a point where we clean up the Justice Department? And with everything that is being declassified, my head is spinning.
Well, I'm gratified to see that the Trump administration has driven out and or fired a bunch of DOJ lawyers.
Okay.
That are holdovers.
So we're moving in the right direction.
We are moving in the right direction. I think Todd Blanche, I think the reason the Democrats were totally against him is because I think he's got enough cojones to go in there and fire some more.
Yes.
Just like Bill Pulte was doing over in Homeland Security.
Well, to go back to Todd Blanche for just a moment, the hinge pin on that was the Trump settlement with the IRS setting up an account for people who had
slush fund, yeah.
Yeah. But that account, maybe the account wasn't the right way to do it, but people who have been targeted by the government ought to have a recourse.
Yeah, I agree, but there's no legislation, and Trump couldn't get legislation through the Congress to do that.
Yeah.
So he thought he would just donate his settlement from the IRS for his lawsuit to, you know, accomplish that.
To be very blunt, he didn't need the money.
Well, everybody needs the money.
So my question is, now that that fund is not going to exist, what happens to that settlement money?
It would go to Trump.
So Trump will get that money then now.
But, I mean, we do need some recourse for people who have been targeted by the government.
I agree, because we do that in other instances, but it's usually on an individual basis.
Yeah, because, I mean, we saw that. We saw the guy during the Biden administration who had been protesting outside an abortion clinic, whose house was raided. He had, like, a bunch of kids.
He had, like, 9 kids.
And they did a SWAT team
invasion
of his house in front of his kids. That should never happen. We saw what happened to Roger Stone.
Right.
That was another one. That should never have happened. And the people who, the raid on Mar-a-Lago, the people who were responsible for that need to be held accountable.
Merrick Garland and Joe Biden.
Well, they need to pay a price for that.
But we very recently heard You mentioned Merrick Garland. We recently heard the DOJ is becoming politicized.
Well,
let's go back to Merrick Garland.
Yeah, Jamie Raskin said this, was talking and claiming that. And again, you go back and you look at the abuses that went on during the Biden administration, and they're frightening.
Well, it's just another example of the Democrats always accuse the Republicans of doing what they're actually doing.
That is true.
Yeah.
I'm not going to argue.
And people are lazy and don't do their homework and don't follow the history to know who did what when. They remember an event, but not who was responsible.
Well, you remember an event, and you also remember the fact that it's broadcast every half hour for the next 24 hours.
Yeah, I was just commenting to a friend of mine. We were singing along to an oldie from the 70s, and I said, Do you realize that we know all the words? We can sing along with a song from the 70s. We can't remember what we had for lunch yesterday.
And we were having a discussion earlier. Now I'm trying to think what it was.
See, you can't remember.
Yeah, you can't remember. Nope, it's all gone. My short-term memory is okay. Shot.
I want to, when, do I have time?
Well, you get that
much. Okay. We were talking early about a recent interview that Tucker Carlson did with Hunter Biden. And one of the things that was said in that interview that sent me right up the wall, Tucker Carlson and Hunter Biden are claiming that Hunter Biden never dropped off his laptop and the whole thing was an Israeli disinformation thing.
Yeah, he claimed that the somebody was shopping the laptop to Rudy Giuliani.
Yeah.
Which meant that somebody had the laptop way before he left it at the computer.
Yeah. And again, I believe that the two of them, or one of them, is planning to try to run for president in 2028. And they're Hunter Biden is all over the podcast circuit trying to clean up his image. Well, he's never been held accountable for the child porn on his laptop. He's never been held accountable for anything. And again,
other than his taxes.
And again, that's a situation where the Justice Department totally dropped the ball.
Well, that was the Biden
department. They didn't drop the ball. They hid the ball.
Well, all I got to say is
it's nefarious.
That would be an amazing feat to clean up Hunter Biden.
Yeah, that would.
That would be amazing.
That would be a
I'm
lot
not
of
too
Mr.
worried
Clean.
About it.
That
I'm
would
not
be
too
a lot of Mr.
It.
Clean. Yeah.
There's not enough bleach in the world.
No.
I think, to deal well, with I think we can not worry so
He's going to have to sell an awful lot of artwork to go and yeah. pay for the campaign.
I don't know what happened to Tucker.
I don't know either.
Who knew he was going to become such an awful anti-Semite?
I mean, he used to be somebody that you watched because he wasn't afraid to tell the truth.
I never
watched
him.
But then he went nuts.
Much. I couldn't stand his laugh. He had the stupidest laugh. I couldn't stand him.
Well, I didn't like his bow tie, so there.
Yeah.
But he was good at interviewing some people.
Yeah, not that we're
not
superficial
necessarily
or anything.
Opinion.
Oh, no.
Okay.
Not that we're mean girls.
Okay. On that, we're going to take a quick break to hear from our sponsors and supporters. This is CCTA Wake Up Call.
Since 1952, the North Carolina Fisheries Association has been working to ensure access for fishermen and consumers to enjoy fresh local seafood. The North Carolina Fisheries Association is for fair, science-based fisheries management for commercial and recreational fishermen. If you agree with this philosophy, become a member. For more information, log on to ncfish.org. For fresh North Carolina seafood, there's no better place than B&J Seafood, Highway 70 East in New Bern.
Around here, folks like to talk to each other, get to know you, look you in the eye, and see that you care. We call it the human touch. Whether you were born here or moved here really doesn't matter as far as we're concerned. You're from around here, and since 1905, folks like you have been calling folks like us for their auto, home, life, and business insurance. So come see us, or just give us a call, and we'll get you the best insurance protection possible at a real affordable price. We're Robinson & Stith Insurance because when you really need help, you'll want somebody from around here.
Just who are these people doing this CCTA program? People in the community that love this country to protect individual liberty and to preserve the U.S. Constitution and free enterprise system. To learn more, go to cctaxpayers.com. That's cctaxpayers.com. Join Coastal Carolina Taxpayers Association and make your voice heard.
Welcome back. Again, thank you for listening to the sponsors and supporters. We're going to come back, and I think we're going to come back and talk about Fauci.
Fauci, again, we're going to talk about the fact that the committee that had held the hearings voted to hold him in contempt. It was a party line vote, obviously. Normally, the process would be they would then put it to a vote for a resolution from Congress. But Rand Paul didn't think he could get that, so he just bypassed that, and he wrote a letter and hand-delivered it to DOJ and asked them to prosecute. So today I heard that Todd Blanche, who's our AG and the head of DOJ, was asked if he was going to prosecute Fauci.
The other interesting part of that is there's information currently coming out about the contrast between what Fauci was saying publicly and what Fauci was saying in his personal texts about the impact of the vaccine on pregnancy. And evidently, the vaccine was a major problem in causing miscarriages in pregnant women. Go ahead, Kim.
One of the problems that I had with pregnant women even considering getting the vaccination was when you get pregnant, they tell you, don't do caffeine, don't do nicotine, don't drink. And very specific, you know, don'ts, because this could be a stimulant, this could raise your blood pressure, this could cause problems for your developing fetus. But yet, the doctors were encouraged these women to put in a gene-altering experimental vaccine.
A known gene-altering, yeah.
I think what he did was definitely wrong, but at some point, too, these mothers had a responsibility to say no. Here again, you go back to follow the science. You know, I don't know what science would indicate that having a Coke is going to hurt my unborn baby, but I sure know that a gene-altering drug would.
Well, along those lines, let's take a trip back in time for a minute and think about when our parents were pregnant. Think about pregnancies in the 1940s. They smoked, they drank coffee.
That's what happened to us. It's their fault.
And if you look, again, if you look at the birth defects then and the autism rate then, it is nothing compared to what it is today. Well, now, I don't have a problem with being cautious, but I will tell you, just to throw a wrench in the works, I had a problem with morning sickness with all my kids. I threw up for 9 months. It wasn't fun. With the second kid, they were desperate. They put me on Coca-Cola and Dramamine to try to see if that would solve the problem. Now, today, they would be horrified. Now, I will say that child is an athlete who never sleeps. She's in her 50s now. She still doesn't sleep, and she's still an athlete. Maybe that has something to do with it. I don't know. But, you know, some of the things that we did that they would be horrified at now, it was ridiculous. I mean, now you're not supposed to have blue cheese dressing. You're not supposed to have honey. I don't think you're supposed to have peanut butter. I lived on peanut butter sandwiches. It was the only thing that would stay down.
While we're talking about the vaccine, let's throw in this week's controversy about Kennedy getting with Trump and them putting forth
The vaccine schedule.
Minimizing the vaccines.
Yeah, and so they were minimizing the schedule from, I believe it was 72 or 77.
71.
Down
to 11.
Correct. Now, one of the things, and I have maintained this ever since controversy over autism began, that it was the combination, and we talked about it last week, too, for a little bit. But I read an article today that indicates that the MMR vaccine is not available separate, that the measles shot is not...
They've combined them.
Right, because it's always been combined. What I'm anxious to see is the only place that has a measles vaccine that is separate is Japan. Will we
learn from them?
Will we bring that here?
Yeah, will we learn from them?
No, bring the vaccine.
That's what I mean. Will we learn from their experience and bring it here?
They don't manufacture it as an individual thing here. But if you look statistically data, that MMR, and now they've added chickenpox to it. So it's not, and so it's, they call it Vercilli something. But it has like five things in it now. But it also gives the parents more authority to say, okay, I don't want the shot at your schedule, I want it at my schedule.
Yes.
To parse it out. And I really think that cytostorm that Fauci was talking about in the pregnant women after the second vaccine is the same thing that is happening in these developing children. It's the cytostorm that their immune response has. And I think it was too much bombarded on the developing system.
Didn't we have the same thing going with the flu vaccine this year that they added?
They did an mRNA.
An mRNA within the flu vaccine also? I mean, just a combination. What is it, easier to process multiple things at once? I mean, we're here, they're processing more things there, and yet Robert Kennedy is being successful in removing food colorings from food. So we're in one hand, we're eliminating the combinations, and the other hand, we're forcing the combinations. That sounds silly. By the way, on the vaccine, the COVID vaccine, or where else? One of the big proponents was Meghan McCain, John McCain's daughter. She was a big proponent, and now she is sort of demanding Fauci go to jail because she has had three miscarriages. Mostly, she's attributing to the vaccine.
Well, so it doesn't matter that I have a miscarriage, but if somebody who has a famous name has a miscarriage, it's a bigger deal.
Well,
so is it a two or three tier of importance here?
Well, she'll get publicity. You won't. I wonder too. We have all these vaccines against everything. Did chickenpox really need a vaccine?
No.
I mean, but I'm wondering, if you had the chickenpox vaccine rather than chickenpox, I know if you have chickenpox, you're subject later on, you may have a bout with shingles.
Which is worse.
Which is horrible. But if you had the vaccine, does the vaccine protect you from shingles?
No.
So why not just have the disease and get it over with? Because the vaccine may wear off. The disease antibodies never will. I mean, I understand measles is more serious, and I understand why they do that, and I understand why they do it with mumps, because they don't want guys getting mumps in their once they're past 10 or 11 years old.
Well, there was a pediatrician on Fox today that was talking about how harmful this is going to be to children because of the trauma that they have to go through every time they get a shot.
Oh, gads.
You know, my son tells me I traumatized him for life by buying him unnamed brand tennis shoes. But he's never told me that I traumatized him by having him get a shot.
Well, you know, we have a thing now where we're supposed to give our cat a pill every day. You want to try that one?
Not with a cat.
We got it down to every other day. We're working on it.
I got the Eloquist bracelet, and it doesn't help. The cat does not recognize the Eloquist bracelet.
But are we putting our kids in such a protective bubble that we're traumatizing them by giving them a shot?
Right. But do you realize that the statistics are showing that 1 in 31 children is on the spectrum now? Of autism. Now, of course, the spectrum is a lot greater than what we would have considered it when we were kids. But that you could almost say that's one child in every classroom.
Yeah. But the spectrum now includes ADD and ADHD, which they didn't even diagnose 20 years ago. They didn't, maybe longer than 20.
Go ahead.
It's the ADD. My son had it and was diagnosed, and he's 45, so it's been around for a lot longer.
Okay.
Me too.
Yeah.
But you were never diagnosed. They didn't diagnose
it
then.
Diagnose it. I'm going to digress for a minute. Okay, now you got to put on your Ohio hat. Who is your fearful enemy of the Ohio.
Wouldn't it be Michigan?
Did you read about Michigan? They are going to change and not include first semester's grade because kids are traumatized by going to college. They've never gone to college before, so they're traumatized. What is this about?
But it's not for the entire school. My understanding, it was in the literature department.
It's some limited
department.
Because
they don't know how to read?
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
That's probably a part, but...
But so the grades are going to be taken. It will be basically a pass-fail. You either get credit or you don't. But the grades will exist, but just not visible to anybody.
It's confidential, yes. So I cannot believe that the schools are kowtowing.
So you traumatize a child by giving them a grade?
But they started doing that years ago when they took away A, B, C, D, F and started 1, 2, 3. In elementary school, when we were in elementary school, we got letter grades. They don't get letter grades now. They get numbers. They don't get letter grades, I think, until they're in middle school.
I got letter grades, and I got the comment that says, no, he looks out the window all the time. He's lazy and doesn't do the work.
Yeah. Was that considered the social side of your report card?
But that was ADD before it was diagnosed.
Yeah.
I mean,
all just said, they're just being boys. They're just boys.
Can't sit still.
Well, to some extent, ADD is overdiagnosed because some boys are just being boys. So we haven't balanced that yet.
And they're not allowed to go out to
recreation. They've taken away recess.
Recess.
And boys need recess.
And they've taken away the dangerous things called monkey bars and rope climbing.
And dodgeball.
Yes. And also that metal slide that was 12 feet tall and you slid down.
And it was 100 degrees in the summer.
You were burning parts of your body on the way down. Yes.
Talk about a ring of fire.
Yeah. Well, I remember a lot of the things that we did as kids. We had a game called Jarts. We were literally throwing spikes.
Oh, yes. Yes. Yes.
Yes.
Survival of the fittest in your own backyard.
That's right. That's right.
It is interesting that was thought to be a good idea. Now, I know they didn't design it specifically for kids, but still.
Yeah, and there was no lawyerly warning that said, don't stand in front of these things now.
Yeah. That's give adults who'd been drinking things that are sharp that they throw in the air. Yeah, that's smart.
Just hold my beer and watch this.
Well, you got axe throwing. And
but you're not throwing that towards somebody. Jarts was, you had the ring on the ground. Now, at least with the axe, you're throwing it at a wooden.
Folks, on that, we're going to take a quick break to hear from our sponsors and supporters. Again, thank you for staying with us. I hope you're enjoying listening.
At Professional Auto Service, keeping vehicles in top form and running well isn't just their business. It's the passion of folks who work there. If baling wire and duct tape is good enough, don't go near them. But if you take pride in your vehicle and reliability is important, go to 2215 Country Club Road in New Bern and let Professional Auto take care of your vehicle. You'll be pleased. That's Professional Auto Service, Country Club Road, New Bern.
Other restaurants claim their food is fresh and fast, but are they friendly? At Moore's, you're treated like family the minute you walk into their doors. With locations in Winterville, New Bern, Swansboro, Moorhead City, and Jacksonville, we've been practicing what we preach since 1945. At Moore's, our barbecue is slow-cooked and smoked over real wood daily until it's so tender it's falling off the bone. Combined with our fresh chicken, cooked-to-order seafood, and homemade fixins, we're sure you'll agree. If it's not Moore's, it's less.
Since 1952, the North Carolina Fisheries Association has been working to ensure access for fishermen and consumers to enjoy fresh local seafood. The North Carolina Fisheries Association is for fair, science-based fisheries management for commercial and recreational fishermen. If you agree with this philosophy, become a member. For more information, log on to ncfish.org. For fresh North Carolina seafood, there's no better place than B&J Seafood, Highway 70 East in New Bern.
The County Compass is a rapidly growing, free weekly newspaper throughout eastern North Carolina. At the County Compass, we believe small business is the future of our great nation. Many small business owners have discovered that an ad in the County Compass each week is the most effective, the most affordable way to reach thousands of readers from all walks of life. At the County Compass, we focus entirely on local and regional news, coverage of important issues that directly affect your life. At the County Compass, we love our readers and we love our advertisers. This Thursday and every Thursday at more than 750 distribution points throughout eastern North Carolina, pick up your free copy of the County Compass newspaper.
Welcome back again. Thank you for listening to us. And here we go on, what is it? What are we talking about? The Justice Department.
They have filed lawsuits against states that offer in-state tuition for illegal aliens, because they're claiming that the states are putting illegal aliens over our nation's own citizens.
They are.
Yeah.
Most definitely they are.
I mean, if you are someone who lives in Connecticut and you want to go to a New York State university, you're going to pay more than an illegal alien. That's ridiculous.
Well, if you're an illegal alien as opposed to a veteran, who gets a hotel room in New York City?
Yeah,
for free.
For free.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the amount of money that we have spent housing illegal aliens, and I'm particularly going to point out to New York and Massachusetts, while we have homeless problems with our veterans, like you wouldn't believe, is ridiculous. And I understand that the homeless problem with the veterans is very complex. You're dealing with psychological issues, you're dealing with drug issues, alcohol issues, and things like that. But it seems to me that we should address those things before we start paying $5,000 a night for...
And again, here we're looking at, this is zeroing in on the tuition, and hold on.
He didn't stop us.
Okay. Sorry for the interruption, and I'll figure out how to cut that bit out. Okay. So where do we want to go? 40.
Did we finish what we were doing?
No, we didn't finish what we were doing.
I forgot what we were doing.
We're talking about
the states. Going back to tuition, and tuition in again, the Justice Department is suing New York, Vermont, and Connecticut, because they're giving in-state tuition to illegals, but not to other folks from other states.
Well, is this the way that, to me, this sounds like the way that you approach this. You hit them in the pocketbook, because they're ignoring Americans.
It's got to be America first. And I think places like New York are, as bad as it is with Mad Dummy, I think that maybe the honeymoon phase has started to end, because I read something yesterday that with the anniversary of 9/11 coming up, that they have even asked him not to show up.
Yes.
Well, it's a constitutional argument. It's violating equal protection.
What is?
Giving illegals in-state tuition and denying it to Americans from other states. So it is an equal protection argument.
Yeah.
And the Constitution does guarantee us equal protection.
And the Constitution is supposed to apply. And thank you for Hong that didn't win.
But Mam Dami has gotten in trouble for other things, such as the tax on people who have second homes in New York.
Yeah, federal judge stopped that.
Yes. He's also raided the pension funds to balance the budget. And he's done some things that are awful. And the 9/11 families were the first ones who requested that he not be there to commemorate 9/11.
And Mondami's wife has requested security for a family visit
to Libya
from the NYPD. And that makes a difference, because they don't send state police officers on an international junket
to a country that is on the no-fly list.
Yeah. It's Libya, and was it Syria? There was another
country. Yeah.
Yeah, those are places I don't think Americans are encouraged to go at this point.
No.
Well, something I think about with that is here again is the double-tier system.
Or the rules for...
The hierarchy of society. You know, I am an elite position, so I deserve blah, 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 but yet you can't have it.
Rules for thee, but not for me.
Well, there's another hypocrisy unit, and that is that when he was running for office, defund the police... The New York Police Department, we all know, is racist and homophobic, and the only solution is to defund the police. And now he wants them to protect his wife. Well, which is it?
Yeah, which way is it going to go?
Yeah, can't have it both ways.
Well, why does his wife need protected?
Why does she need to go to Libya and Syria?
To visit family.
To bring some money back.
She's visiting family. That's what she says.
Oh, okay.
So the fact that she has family in those two countries is problematic as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah, that's questionable at best. Can we move on to the law recently passed in Massachusetts?
Governor
Maura Healey signed legislation on Monday that gives doctors the final say on whether an abortion should be allowed late in pregnancy.
Right up until the time of birth.
It's murder.
It is murder.
That's awful.
It's murder all the way along. Now, I don't know whether...
More obvious murder when it's 7 or 8 months or 9 months along.
But again, I'm going to add something. Is this, quote, murder, which we would define, I think everybody in this room would accept that as being murder, but unless it's from the doctor's perspective, I'm going to harvest some samples for some research school.
Well, I know for a fact that if a pregnant woman decides she doesn't want this baby, I know for a fact that there are people who would adopt that baby. We have family members who were on adoption lists for almost 10 years. To get a baby, and they were willing to take a non-perfect child.
And there's also the fact, too, you know, excuse me, during pregnancy, a woman's hormones are nuts. What happens if she goes into some kind of depression or whatever at 8 months and says, I really don't want to do this? Is a doctor going to go along with that? I would hope not.
It depends on his political view, doesn't
yeah.
it?
Yeah. But, look, I mean, this is risky.
If you've got a doctor that's willing to do an abortion the day before it's due, it's fully developed, it's about to be born, you're actually killing a baby that is viable outside the womb.
Yes.
If you have a doctor that's willing to do this, I can't see where he's going to find any objections to doing it.
Kim, we were talking earlier. Did we talk on air or off air about that surrogate mom?
I think it was on air.
Okay.
But, I mean, this is disturbing. And this goes along with the lack of regard for life. There was a woman in Canada, an elderly woman in Canada, who was euthanized recently against her own will.
And her family's will.
Yes. I mean, we're not puppies. You don't get to put us down when we're no longer useful.
Well, the article I read this morning said there are 10 other states that allow abortion up to 9 months. 10 other states. I don't know which states they are, but it's not North Carolina.
Well, that's frightening. That is just frightening.
And yeah. I can't understand that because these adoption lists are so long. Maybe we need to look at what is the word that the leftists use all the time? Reimagine.
Yes.
The adoption process of why it's so difficult, because the family member I'm talking about, they finally got a baby and the mother was a crack person. So they didn't know what kind of birth defects or developmental mm-hmm. things would be there, but they were willing to because they wanted a family so desperately mm-hmm. that they were willing to do this. And they waited for years and years and years at the cost of hundreds of thousands of dollars.
And do we understand the consequences of the falling birth rate in America?
We do. We do. There's been a government attention to that matter.
I know, but do the people who are getting abortions understand that?
They don't care. They're selfish. Well,
no, that is a personal decision. I don't think they factor in public policy.
But do they care about what this means to their future?
No. No.
No.
It's an inconvenience.
No. If you're willing to make that decision, your moral compass is compromised.
Well,
again, we I forget what years it was, but when pregnancy, rather than becoming a blessed event, became a disease.
The women's movement.
Yes. Yeah.
There's a billboard up on MLK that shows a baby, and it says, "I have fingerprints at 9 weeks," just to make the point that it is a baby.
It's a baby.
And it is maturing rapidly.
And it has its own DNA.
Mm-hmm.
It is not an inconvenience.
I have a question as well. When you go in to deliver a baby and you have the doctor assisting the mother, and the mother is the patient, correct?
Yes.
Isn't the baby also the patient?
Yes.
They should be.
Well, they are. Because they're monitoring the baby right up to when birth happens.
So when does the... That's my point. When does the baby all of a sudden not be the patient at the moment you murder it?
I don't think they would be doing the abortion during the delivery. They would do it like the day before.
Still
Which
murder.
Which is horrible. It's just awful.
Yeah, because here's the legal wrinkle. In some states, let's say you have a car crash and you kill the mother and her baby, she's pregnant, you kill the baby, they charge you with murder of the mother and infanticide for killing the baby. So that is recognizing that there's two separate human lives affected. New Mexico didn't recognize that, which is where I practiced. But some states do. So it would depend on the state you're in and the status of their state law.
I want to change to a positive note.
So unlike you.
Todd Blanche was confirmed as Attorney General. Now, we still haven't got Mitch McConnell back in Congress.
Is he alive?
Yeah, and we miss him a lot, don't we?
No comment.
Yeah.
But the vote was narrow, 50-49, but mm-hmm. he's approved.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we talked before about, is there any hope for cleaning up the deep state? Is this hope for cleaning up the deep state?
Well, like I said earlier when we were talking about it offline, I think Todd Blanche is willing to get rid of some of the deep staters that are embedded in the DOJ. And I also think that his being the attorney general will force out even more of the attorneys in the DOJ, because there have been a lot that have left, have resigned and left because they refuse to prosecute certain cases. They don't want to work for Trump, et cetera. So,
certain types of cases.
Yeah, and Harmeet Dhillon took over the Civil Rights Division. And I think there's attorneys leaving there, too, because her idea of a civil rights case is totally different from what the DOJ was, you know, under Merrick Garland.
But, you know, I still am that naive little girl who wants some of those people to go to jail for the things that they did as a lawyer.
I think a lot of us want somebody to go to jail.
We
want
to see some orange jumpsuits.
So them resigning or getting fired, that's not enough for me.
Oh, I don't think the prosecutors need to go to jail. I think people like Fauci need to go to jail. And Comey and Brennan.
Well, I would like to see Merrick Garland be held accountable and go to jail. I mean, he was breaking the law.
I wouldn't argue.
And he's an attorney.
I wouldn't argue with that.
No. And a bunch of them.
I didn't say attorneys. I said prosecutors. There's a difference. Prosecutors are usually the good guy. Attorneys as a group are not.
Oh. I think we better leave on that. You know,
I say that as a former prosecutor.
Okay, on that. I guess, yeah, we need to wrap the show up on that. Folks, again, thank you for listening and staying with us. I ask you to go and visit our sponsors and supporters. Tell us where you heard about them. No. I ask you to go visit them, and you have a wonderful week. This is CCTA Wake Up Call. Please join us at the CCTA Business and Social Meeting. We meet the fourth Thursday each month, Moore's Old Time Barbecue on Dr. MLK Boulevard in New Bern, 6:30 to 8 p.m. Your presence and participation are greatly appreciated.